This is Willie Terry, and I'm here at the Vegan Fest in Albany. And it's a large crowd, very large crowd. And I have as my guest the organizer of the Vegan Fest, Executive Director Sarah A. Shearer. So Sarah, tell me something about the Vegan Fest, like a little history of it.
Sure. So we are currently in our 11th year. I think we had maybe 2 years off, so it started, say, 13 years ago. But this is our 11th actual festival. I believe this is our fourth location now. We were actually at our last home for maybe about 6 years, and we just outgrew it. The festival has really grown over the years, and it's just been hugely popular. We've been growing in attendees, we've been growing in exhibitors, and we knew it was time for us to find a new home.
Last year, you had it in Troy, with the Troy, New York. Did you have one in Troy?
So there are actually two different things. Our last Albany Veg Fest was June 2018 at the Polish Community Center.
Okay.
But this past June of 2019, we held a new event for the first time this year. It was called Veg Out, and it was just a food festival in downtown Troy.
I think this is something that's catching on fire, that people really beginning to gravitate towards this?
Absolutely. For anyone who says it's a trend, I really think veganism is here to stay. A lot of headlines this year, a lot of businesses are switching over and adopting vegan options or going vegan entirely. We have some businesses here with us today who've actually made the switch from being a non-vegan business to now being a 100% vegan business. 2019 is being hailed as the year of the vegan, and absolutely with Burger King and their vegan Whopper and Tyson Meats coming out with vegan options. Absolutely, you know, sky's the limit. We're just waiting to see, you know, what business is next.
Why is it important for people to become vegans in terms of their health? Why is that important?
Sure. So I'm not a registered dietitian or anything by trade, but have done a lot of research over the years, just, you know, my interest and involvement with the organization. So for health reasons, specifically, animal products actually contain cholesterol and can be really, really bad for your heart. So, you know, heart health is a number one concern. You can see statistics of, you know, omnivores have, I believe, a 70-something percent risk of heart disease. Vegetarians, maybe, is it a 10 to 20%? And vegans have a 4% risk of heart disease. So, you know, just not having that cholesterol in our diets that comes from animal products, you know, meat, dairy, eggs, anything coming from animals is just so beneficial for our health.
Now, being a vegan, is good for society too, in terms of the change in of the global warming and all that?
Absolutely. So we kind of say there are three pillars of veganism: human health, the environment, and animal welfare. And absolutely, I know there have been a lot of headlines in the news lately about the rainforests and the environment and climate change. And not even when we're just talking about climate change or the world becoming a little warmer, but we're talking about companies that are intentionally burning down forests because they need that acreage to grow food to feed livestock. So we're losing all of this forest and all of this, you know, natural green space in order to sustain the meat industry.
You're a very young person now. Now, how did you get involved in it?
So I actually, I'm coming up on being meat-free for about half my life now. I went vegetarian when I was in high school originally, my junior year of high school. I was vegetarian a few years. I'm sorry, pescatarian. I eat fish at first. I gave up, I did everything gradually. Gave up meat, chicken, you know, ate fish for a few years. Then I went vegetarian a few years. And I've actually been vegan for over 10 years now. And I feel better and better. I feel lighter.
So did your family have some influence on you? Are they vegan?
So it's actually interesting. The influence went the other way around. So when I was growing up, I want to say that I actually tried to go vegetarian at a younger age, but my parents were not fond of the idea of making multiple meals. So I kind of waited until I was 16 and I could more take care of myself. Believe it or not, a few years ago, my dad has now become a pescatarian. So he hasn't eaten meat or red meat or poultry or anything in years. He'll have fish occasionally. My parents were both vegan for a little while when they were trying to lose weight. They actually succeeded in losing a lot of weight and getting healthy. Unfortunately, I made a decision to go back to school and I left the house and, you know, kind of they fell off the wagon. And they always say, you know, we want to get back on. We want to do this. We felt so good. We felt better that way. So I know, you know, a lot of people, the barrier is really convenience. And, you know, if you're not sure of what you're doing, if you're not sure of how to shop or how to cook, you know, it can be a real struggle. And that's what our organization tries to do. We try to do community outreach and fill that void and make sure people have resources. Here are recipes. Here's where you can shop in your local community. And we try to combat that and give people options.
Let me talk to you about the vegan day here today, because you have a lot of people. I mean, they kept screaming in, you know, and even at this late hour.
Yeah.
It's still packed. So what do one who comes to the Vegan Fest today, what will they programs and festival stuff that they will be involved in?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a choose your own adventure. You know, since everybody's welcome and we want everybody to come, we have something for families with young children. We have something for college kids. We have something for older couples. We have something if you just come on your own. So we have speakers going throughout the day. We have a children's zone that we really, really put a lot of time and hard work into this year. We have a couple new initiatives we've taken on this year. We've really spent the last year forming new partnerships with other local not-for-profits and organizations, and we're so excited that we had the opportunity to work with Capital District Zero Waste today. We're going to compost what we can, we're going to recycle what we can, and next year we're going to try to do a little better, and we're going to do better every year until we're a zero waste festival.
They have other vegan fests throughout the state?
Oh, absolutely. Throughout the state, throughout the country, and throughout the world. We have exhibitors with us today who are down from Canada, and there's actually a Toronto Veg Fest going on this weekend also. We believe that we are the longest running and largest Veg Fest in upstate New York, actually.
And do you have programs during the course of the year?
Yes, we do. Our organization is actually Capital Region Vegan Network, and we put on the Albany Veg Fest in addition to Veg Out, the food festival in June that we talked about earlier. That was in downtown Troy. But our organization, Capital Region Vegan Network, we do program throughout the year. We have kind of four pillars in our organization: outreach, education, support, and advocacy. And we really, throughout the year, we outreach. We go to other festivals, not vegan festivals, but popular community events. We table, and we actually sample out vegan food. Right. So we talk to members of the public. We get them to try it. We answer questions. People always have a lot of questions. So it's great to be able to interact and answer some of those questions for them. We have educational events where we have speakers come in and lectures. Right. We have support programs where new vegetarians or new vegans will be just looking for support. So we'll have dinners out in groups.
Now, if someone thinking about being a vegan, you know, it's kind of hard to get away from, like you said, from those other restaurants and the other food.
Sure.
What would you advise?
Everybody's different. I think, in my opinion, of course, identifying your why. You know, do you want to be healthier? Do you want to save animals? Do you want to save the environment? You know, figure out why you're doing it, and that will maybe help guide, you know, I'm going to try this kind of food. You know, so I think it's really important to know why you're doing it, and then try a lot of things. There are a lot of brands and products out there now. Not everything is going to appeal to your palate, and that's okay.
Now, just one last question. If someone want to get involved in this process or get involved with y'all, what is the website?
Yeah.
How do they get in touch with?
So our website is www.cap, R-E-C-A-P, mm-hmm. Region, R-E-G-I-O-N, Vegans, V as in Victor, E-G-A-N-S.org. And if you're on our website, we have all of our social media icons right on the top. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We are everywhere online. You can find our email on there. We have an info at capregionvegans.org. So we're definitely very easy to find online.
All right, and that's Sarah Shearer, Executive Director from VeggieFest here at the Capital Center. And thank you, Sarah.
Oh, thank you.